Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. There was a major surprise this week. Senator Joe Manchin actually agreed to support a climate change bill. Yeah. Trevor Noah said, I can't believe it. Joe Manchin agreed to vote for a bill, which means Democrats might actually get something done. Am I dreaming? And if so, what a boring dream. Trevor, what a week for Joe Biden, huh? First he defeated COVID, then he defeated low expectations. Look at you, Joe. Jimmy Fallon said it's a huge victory for Biden. In fact, right after the announcement, his approval rating skyrocketed to 11%. Yeah, Biden beat COVID. And luckily, COVID conceded gracefully. Even though Biden tested negative, not that much changes for Biden. He still works from home, avoids crowds, and takes 20 pills a day. Did Dave Chappelle buy a comedy club? The location of Wiley's Comedy Club has been purchased for nearly $2 million. A real estate holdings company owned by comedian Dave Chappelle has purchased a building for $1.975 million. New Montgomery County records show that Iron Table Holdings LLC has purchased the properties. Val Bierbauer, great name, Val. Val Bierbauer, economic development manager for the Downtown Dayton Partnership, said the partnership has asked for some time if Chappelle was interested in the building. Bierbauer said Chappelle's architect called a few months ago telling the partnership that a, quote, high-profile client. Hi, this is Dave Chappelle's architect. I have a high-profile client who's looking for commercial space for his entertainment business. Val Bierbauer says, I don't know anything else at this point. Chappelle played that show in Santa Rosa last week. Remember, people were talking about protesting it? I'm not sure they showed up. The press Democrat had somebody at the show. Apparently, Dave opened with, I get it. You don't like the special. And at the end of the show said, if you ever see a trans person in trouble, help them. Tell them Dave said hello. Chappelle had some jokes about Mr. T and proposed we should take the letter T away from the transgender community and give it back to its rightful owner, Mr. T. The press Democrat says, assessing the sorry state of the world, Dave Chappelle urged everyone to pull together, saying, I know white people very well. If they're not happy, no one else is going to be allowed to be happy. He spent a large part of his hour on stage talking about his wife and kidding other comedians. As of Tuesday evening, like 5 days ago, count, I don't know, whatever last Tuesday was, the LBC, that's the theater, had received 39 complaints by voicemail and email. An online petition had collected 557 signatures by Wednesday morning. Outside the theater before the show, hundreds of people waited for the doors to open. Noticeably absent, says the press Democrat, were any indications of protest. Kim Shepherd attended the show and said she paid $450 for two tickets after taxes and fees. Even Springsteen is like, $450, Dave? She was joined by her 22-year-old son. She said her 25-year-old daughter had no interest in attending because of Chappelle's material. Shepherd defended Dave, saying he's talking about current events and what's happening around the world. Dragonfly De La Luz has been a fan of Chappelle since his sketch comedy show. She was attempting to scalp tickets, and then she learned the box office had six left. She bought them. Dragonfly De La Luz says she supports the LGBTQ plus community. She added that she studied feminism in college. Her brother is a drag king, and her sister is in a same-sex marriage. She said she may eye-roll her eyes at some of the things Chappelle says, but doesn't believe he's transphobic. Comedians will make jokes that involve other cultures or races or ethnicities. I don't think that means they're punching down. I think a lot of what Dave Chappelle does is simply compare movements and ask questions about the progress that those movements have made. So at the Just for Laughs New Faces show, there were, I think, three transgender comedians. And you know what went through my head? Dave Chappelle wouldn't like this show. That's the association I now have with Dave Chappelle. Is that what you wanted, Dave? Nashville Scene caught up with James Austin Johnson. They talked about his impressions. James said early on, I would do Werner Herzog reviewing like Ghostbusters. I had a Batman thing where it was Christian Bale's Batman. I had a joke called Jay-Z is downstairs where it was just me and a Jay-Z voice going like, Beyonce, Beyonce, I'm shouting upstairs. It really wasn't until the last 5 or 6 years that I started to flush that into more of a skill. I think Louis C.K. is the voice I started doing a lot more. I think it started with doing Louis at shows, and I would do Rory Scovel. It's just a big dumb goof. I had a Rory-style blonde wig and a fake beard. Around Halloween, they'll have shows where comics dress up as other comics and do a bit, and I think that's where I was doing Rory and Louis. At some point, some other comedian was like, hey, you're pretty good at impressions. You should probably be doing that more on stage than you are, and that'll set you apart a little bit. I don't know. I always thought impressions kind of corny. I stayed away from it because I wanted people to think I was cool. But at this point, I don't give an F. It's just fun. It's just fun to do. And not a lot of people do it, you know? So it's a change of pace for the audience and for me. And now I'm on like the impression Supreme Court. Jon Stewart is ticked. U.S. Republicans blocked a bill to provide health care for veterans exposed to toxic burn pits while serving abroad. John Stewart said, I'm used to the lies. I'm used to the hypocrisy. I'm used to the cowardice. I'm used to all of it, but I'm not used to the cruelty. Republicans haven't met a war they won't sign up for, and they haven't met a veteran they won't screw over. Tonight's the Ronnie Chang Gala at the Just for Laughs Montreal Comedy Festival. Cult MTL spoke to Ronnie, who said he wanted to do comedy his entire life. I was 4 years old watching Seinfeld, and it was during the interstitials, the segments where you'd see Jerry doing stand-up. I definitely remember telling my mom I wanted to do that, but then I didn't do anything about it for 20 years. I only did stand-up for the first time my final year of university. Probably the biggest concern I have about modern life, among many, many problems, is people online getting upset at things that aren't really real. For me, that's the biggest absurdity in our society right now. Even worse are the people who get angry at other people's reactions to things they see on the internet, and then we ascribe the reactions of four or five people on Twitter to an entire group of people or an entire country, and really, it's just five people representing themselves, and then some people get angry at those people, and it becomes a circular anger kind of thing. People getting angry at other people getting angry, something about that. No one was really angry in the first place. The Montreal Times reviewed Neil Brennan's show and said toward the end of his latest solo show, Unacceptable, Neil Brennan succinctly and accurately described it in one word, traumedy. His 90-minute show is an uproarious yet quite deep examination of his 48 years on this earth and the issues and concerns that make up the alchemy of insecurity and pointed humor. Brennan shares with the audience such topics as Kanye West, the relationship between dogs and humans, liberals, guns, transgender issues, weed, babies, and atheism. He doesn't just tell jokes, but punctuates them with acting out, wild gestures, and even facial expressions that spoke volumes. Unacceptable is an intensely funny portrait of how an individual who dealt with many traumas in his life can use comedy to boldly face them so that he can understand better what his alchemy really is through laughter and deeply personal sharing. We're starting to head for home now with Just for Laughs. Let's take a look at tonight's schedule. It's light. 7 p.m., the Russell Peters Gala. 7 o'clock, JFL Originals, including some of the very best comedians in Canada. JFL Originals will be audio recording live multi-comic showcases in downtown Montreal. 7 o'clock show, Carly Baker, Harrison Weinreb, Lucy Gervais, Mike Patterson, Oren Shebro, Ryan Wilner, and Vivith Kanagratam. The 9:30 show, Ben Cardle, Lawrence Korber, Max Martin, Michelle Forrester, Reiji Chalia, Renzel Dashington, and Walter Ling. 9:45, the Ronnie Chang Gala is the last show of the festival. I'm already looking forward to going next year. And from Chortle, comedian Sam Fletcher is launching a new podcast, mixing walking tours with silly interviews. I thought this was fun. The first episode of the Comedy Walking Tour is out today. In today's episode, they're touring the Museum of London, which is a fantastic place if you've ever been there. Fletcher said, I started this podcast for three reasons. To go out more, to meet up with fun people, and obviously to crack the famously oversaturated, location-based, factual yet entertaining audio adventure interview that sometimes visits an airport podcast genre. Fingers crossed. That reminds me, my travel pod this week has more things to do in Los Angeles, and next week I'm at Catalina Island. That podcast is called Travel is Back. Next week, Sam Fletcher walks down Regent Canal in London. That podcast is called The Comedy Walking Tour. And that is your comedy news for today. Follow the show for free on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you get your shows. See you tomorrow.